Our scripture reading comes from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 4, verses 7 through 9, and verses 12 through 20, the Ten Commandments. Then God spoke all these words, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or male or female servant or ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When all the people witnessed the thunder and the lightning, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, they were afraid and trembled and stood at a distance and said to Moses, 'You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, or we will die.' Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid, for God has come only to test you and to put the fear of him upon you so that you do not sin.'" This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Shalom, everyone. I've been getting some uplifting and encouraging notes, cards, and letters from you and your family and friends, especially in this time of the pandemic. I cannot thank you enough for all your love, care, and support. Yes, I am so grateful to God for still being connected with you via online and in spirit. Here is one of the cards I received last month. The card says, "Hang in there." It says, "Dear Pastor Kim, it is a sin to bore people with God's word." That was a quote from one of the famous preachers on TV. "It maybe made me realize your sermons are never boring. My husband and I enjoy listening to your sermons. We feel fortunate to have you as our pastor. We are praying and thinking of you and your family during this difficult time. Thank you for all you do for us and the church family." From a couple from Moreno Valley. Very sweet and kind words, and my deepest thanks not only to this lovely couple, but also everyone who is showing your faithfulness to God and your love for this congregation and friends. I am glad to hear that my sermons are not boring. So this morning, let me begin my sermon with a light humor. It's about the Ten Commandments. A Sunday school teacher was discussing the Ten Commandments with her 5- and 6-year-old student. After explaining the commandment to honor thy father and thy mother, she asked, "Is there a commandment that teaches us how to treat our brothers and sisters?" There was a short pause. Then little boy raised his hand and answered, "Thou shalt not kill." I am sure everyone knows the Ten Commandments, thanks to the to Lynn for excellent children's time for 10 commitments. Yes, you are all familiar with these 10 commandments from the Hebrew Bible. As we are finishing up the Moses sermon series this morning, the final topic I'd like to share with you is the 10 commandments. Did you know that there are 613 commandments written in the Torah, which means the first five books of the Old Testament? 613 laws. Of course, all these commandments were given by God through Moses. And out of 613 commandments, only the best 10 were etched in stone by the finger of God, according to the Bible. Moses got the 2 tablets, right? So these 10 commandments not only serve as the foundation of biblical ethics, but also summarize God's universal and timeless laws for the humanity. So these commandments must be very crucial and profound for all of us, Jewish people and the Christians as well. The 10 commandments are also known as the Decalogue. Decalogue. It's a combination of words from Latin and Greek. Deca means 10. Logos means words. Decalogue. So 10 words. God's 10 words. The 10 commandments. These commandments are very much straightforward in meanings. Do not steal. Yeah, obviously, we know what it means, right? So we are understanding its meanings, implications, and applications. This morning, I'm not going to go over all the 10 commandments. I'd like to emphasize only 3 insights on the 10 commandments. Number 1, the 10 commandments were given to God's covenant people who were being led to live a new life of freedom. The author and public theologian Brian D. McLaren writes the following on the 10 commandments. Through the 10 plagues, we might say God got the people out of slavery. Through the 10 commands, God got the slavery out of people. Can you get it? do you need to read it again? Through the entire Exodus project, the Israelite people finally got out of the slavery in Egypt. Now, as the free and new people of God, they are called to live a life of freedom. For they are no longer in any bondage of slavery. The 10 commandments are given to the people so that they can begin a brand new life by following God's basic and essential commands. Yes, these 10 commandments clearly and loudly show how we live, how we love, and how we relate to one another. Number 2, the 10 commandments are still relevant today. These commandments are not law in the modern sense, but covenant as God's people. A biblical sense of the definition of covenant is a mutual agreement between God and God's people. It is more than a civil contract, for it is a solemn promise to make with God. That is why we call a Christian marriage as a marriage covenant, because it is not just a civil and legal contract, but a covenant relationship. See, for us, the marriage life is more important than the wedding itself. For God's people, the new life of covenant is more important than their redemption or salvation itself. So even though these Ten Commandments were given over 3,000 years ago to the Israelite people through Moses, they are still valid and relevant today and to everyone who tries to live a loving and truthful life. Of course, these ancient commands cannot possibly cover every new sin and crime in an ever-changing world. However, those ancient people and we, the modern people, still value, respect, and obey the same God's timeless and precious commands so that we can love God and people more than ever. The author and pastor Leslie B. Flynn wrote in his book, Now a Word from Our Creator. He wrote, quote, "The Ten Commandments may seem narrow, but so does every runway on airports around the world. Yet no passenger wants his pilot to miss the narrow runway and land a few yards off the mark in some field or waterway or row of houses. The narrow ribbon of a pavement is really the broad way that leads to a safe, comfortable landing. So the seemingly right decalogue guides to happy, fulfilled living." Unquote. Number three, Jesus himself is the embodiment of the Ten Commandments. For the ancient Israel, the Ten Commandments were more like a top 10 list of the commands and a highlighted summary of all the 613 commandments from the Torah. And for the Jews in Jesus' time, still it just seemed to many laws in everyday life. So one day Jesus was asked with this question, which commandment is the first of all? Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 31, Jesus answered, "The first is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Simply put, number one, love God. Number two, love your neighbor. We are so blessed to have the New Testament, including the Gospels, mostly the words of Jesus. Because of Jesus, everything is changed. Because of Jesus' life and death and resurrection and his continuing love for us, our lives are transformed and we can find meanings in our lives. Jesus never made the Old Testament, especially the old laws and Ten Commandments, obsolete or void. No, Jesus rather completes and fulfills God's entire laws into one four-letter word, L-O-V-E, love. Love God and love your neighbor. Another important phrase can be truthful. Be truthful to God and be truthful to people. In other words, do not deceive God. Do not lie to people for your own gain. Yes, being truthful, after all, is integral part of love. In Matthew 5:17, Jesus proclaims, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." See, Jesus' life teaches how we should love. God has already given us enough commandments, including the Ten Commandments. And ultimately, God has sent us Jesus so that we can follow the ultimate way of love. We remember Jesus' new commandment that was given to his disciples during the Last Supper. John 13:34-35. Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Here, Jesus is even making the two greatest commandments into one singular new commandment: love one another. While we are disregarding Jesus' new commandment of loving one another, and if we are only trying to impose the Ten Commandments, to me, that would be going against God's intention and purpose in the first place, after all. Do you remember the late 1990s? There was a judge who caused a controversy with the Ten Commandments monument in the state courthouse. He was not even a Jew, but as a Christian, he insisted that the Ten Commandments are God's higher laws in the United States, and therefore these commandments should be displayed in the public. Well, shame on him. He turned out to be a conniving politician who staged a media show to get national attention and spotlight, rather than being any sincere Christian. His words and actions were definitely against minorities, immigrants, LGBT communities, and the people of other religions. He even had ties with white nationalists and some other hate groups. So what is the point to display the Ten Commandments to the public when you would not even love other people? This corrupt judge never understood the intention or the meaning of keeping the Ten Commandments in the first place. For us, Jesus himself is the embodiment of God's law. So living out God's law by loving one another is the key to a happy and rewarding and joyful life. I would like to close my sermon with Apostle Paul's words on the fulfilling of the law. Romans 13:8-10. "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandment: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." Thanks be to God. Amen.